RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome. Boy, do I hate my glasses. I can't tell you how many times as an eye doctor I've heard this. Well, we're fortunate today to have somebody who can explain a little bit about this. And he is a board-certified ophthalmologist. Name is Ravi Patel and practices at Atlantic Eye Physicians in Monmouth County, New Jersey. Well, he subspecializes in corneal disease and refractive surgery and is on the faculty of Wills Eye Hospital, teaching preeminent residents and fellows. Thank you for being here today, Ravi. And tell us, what does refractive surgery mean, and what is this LASIK business?
Well, thank you very much for having me on this segment. I really appreciate your time as well. Refractive surgery, just as you said, it's one of the most common reasons why somebody comes in to seek consultation. It doesn't matter what age the patient is. Most people come in asking, hey, you know, if there's something I can do to get out of my glasses, I'd love to talk about it. So refractive surgery is actually any sort of surgery to correct a refractive problem, like myopia or nearsightedness, hyperopia or farsightedness, and even astigmatism and presbyopia, which comes with age. So it's a surgery that we can give to people to give them an alternative for glasses and contact lenses. You mentioned one of them, which was LASIK. LASIK is laser vision correction, where we use a laser to resurface the cornea to treat these refractive problems. In a pinch, it's kind of like using a laser to grind your glasses or contact lenses right into the cornea, so you have that vision all day.
So what other refractive options are there for people who don't want LASIK or have had cataract surgery or have unequal refraction between the two eyes?
So I think that's actually where more of the art comes into refractive surgery, because there's no one answer that's great for everyone. It's a case-by-case situation. For people that aren't LASIK candidates, which is now mostly the gold standard for treatment of myopia and astigmatism, we do have other things like PRK or surface ablation, where we use one of the same lasers that we use to treat LASIK, but it's just done a little bit differently. If there are patients that have astigmatism, we can put small incisions into the cornea, either with a handheld diamond blade or with a laser to reshape the cornea, because astigmatism kind of means that your cornea, or the front part of the eye that's in, that you can touch, is shaped more like a football than a basketball, where one side is longer than the other. So if we put two incisions into this football, we can kind of reshape it to look more like a basketball. There's many patients that aren't even candidates for these sort of procedures if they have a lot of nearsightedness or a lot of farsightedness. And we do have a surgery called an implantable contact lens. There's only one that's FDA approved in the United States, but it works quite well, where through a surgical procedure, we can implant a contact lens inside of the eye, so patients wake up and go to sleep with the same vision that they can have all day.
You know, this is very interesting because I know a lot of ophthalmologists do LASIK, but don't do very many cases. Would you say that proficiency requires having the full gamut of items as well as being able to practice these on a frequent basis?
You know, I think you're spot on. That's absolutely correct. You kind of need to know what all of the choices on the market are so you can have that discussion with all of your patients. I don't think it's necessary that you have to go through each of the, you know, myriad of choices that you have with every single patient, but having a working knowledge of these procedures at least lets you pare down the choices to the top two or three, and then letting the patient sort of help you figure out what's best for them. There is no one right answer for everyone, so it really takes time to work with the patient to figure that out. And truthfully, if you're not doing enough of it, I don't think you can gain the proficiency to know what patients are going to be happy with which refractive option.
You're right. Confidence begets confidence. you're very familiar with keratoconus. You know, it's a difficult problem, and you've seen many people and have had numerous ways to treat them, although most ophthalmologists either treat them with contact lenses or a full-thickness cornea transplant. Can you share some of your tips with the audience?
Absolutely. You know, keratoconus is one of the most interesting diseases that we treat, partly for the reason that we don't know quite as much about it as we do a lot of other eye disorders. You know, briefly, keratoconus is where the cornea starts to thin, and it continues to thin progressively with time. And then at some point, the cornea can just buckle, and the patients can lose vision precipitously. And you're right, traditional therapy for the past, you know, 60 years or thereabouts has been a full-thickness corneal transplant, and in the past 40 or 50 years has been contact lenses. But now we have a couple more toys in our bag of tricks here. You know, the newest one that's on the market is something called collagen cross-linking. What we learned about keratoconus is that as patients get older, the cornea stops progressing. There's a natural point in time where if someone's in their 20s and 30s, it's likely that their keratoconus will get worse. But by the time the patient's in their 50s and 60s, the keratoconus kind of plateaus or stabilizes. And that's because of the change that happens in the cornea. The cornea with time becomes stiffer. So someone much brighter than myself thought of the idea of using a drop of vitamin B called riboflavin, and if you soak it into the cornea and you activate it with ultraviolet light, it sort of catalyzes the same reaction in the cornea to stiffen it. Therefore, we can halt the progression of keratoconus. It's a great treatment option, although it's not FDA approved in the U.S. yet. For 10 years, we have data from Europe and the Middle East showing how helpful this can be to stopping the progression of keratoconus. For someone that has a little bit more disease, we have something called intact or intracorneal ring segments that can flatten the cornea or reshape the cornea to give the patient better vision, even with a smaller eyeglass prescription or an easier-to-wear contact lens prescription.
You know, it's interesting because so many patients get very nervous or turned off by their condition. And they thought they could only do better with contact lenses, and then they can't wear lenses, so they disappear from ophthalmologists. And if they only knew a little more information to know that there's more options for people, and there's more evidence, and that's one of the reasons a good radio show will share a lot of this information with people. So I'm sure you see people who have been referred to you because they finally come back into the orbit and realize something can be done, and it takes a wizard like yourself to do it.
You know, you're spot on with that. So many people kind of lose faith and lose hope that there's nothing for them. This is true in refractive surgery, just as it is in keratoconus, where before we had some of our newer toys and options, and as well as experience of knowing what to offer these more challenging cases, I would encourage all of your listeners and most patients, you know, always bring up the discussion. If there's something that's on your mind that you think we can do to help you, let us know. You know, there's always something new that we can try. There's always something new that's on the market that may not have been available a year ago, 6 months ago. And it's a good idea to stay ahead of the bell curve there.
Well, it brings up the fact that the mantra, there's nothing can be done, really means that that doctor cannot do anything and does not really mean nothing can be done. So I want to just thank you for being with us today, Ravi, and tell people they can reach you at AtlanticEyePhysicians.com, AtlanticEyePhysicians.com, or at Will's Eye Hospital, and get a remarkable person who is compassionate, wise, and technically fantastic. So thanks for being with us. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on Radio MD. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page on RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening, and stay well.